As you can tell by the laugh, or maybe you can't, Dometric is in the building.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I feel like people probably don't know my laugh that well.
No, do you not laugh too much on social media?
I mean, I do, but people normally just hear me like hitting the ground or something as I'm falling out of the air.
Valid. Well, welcome to Uncut. We're the podcast where we do not cut anything except for we bleep out swear words. So you are allowed to swear.
Probably will.
It's totally fine, dude. We are absolutely inviting it.
Okay. I don't know if I should be looking at you or like at my phone, right? Probably you,
look,
I guess.
Look wherever you want. I'm going to go back and forth.
Yeah, I'll look back and forth.
Perfect.
This lighting is not doing good for my...
You don't got a ring camera?
Head, man, huh?
You don't got a ring?
No.
Come on, man. Even I got
not,
a ring.
I'm light. At my mom's house. I'm not home in Louisiana.
Oh, that's valid. That's valid. Your home is Michigan.
Yeah. It is.
Hey, I have a question to start this off real quick.
Okay.
What's with the M&M recently?
Like the shirt?
Yeah. Am I allowed? Are you allowed to talk about that?
Of course.
Okay. About what's going on with M&M?
Pretty funny because it's literally an arm's reach to me.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, because I started a Michigan clothing brand called Mighty Mitten Apparel. And so it's all Michigan, like themed about the state of Michigan. And obviously, like Eminem is a hometown hero, you know, being from Detroit and stuff and huge in the world. But like, I have a bunch of other things like Detroit Tigers. And then there's some other sports ones that are like the Lions, Tigers, University of Michigan. Then other random stuff like in the Midwest, especially Michigan, we love eating pizza with ranch. So like I made a hoodie saying like a slice of heaven is pizza with ranch. There's like a Coney dog shirt. There's a Werner shirt that's like because Werner's is like our medicine. So it's like a doctor holding, making a concoction, but it's Werner's. But yeah, the M&M shirt.
Dude, that's awesome.
Pretty sweet. It's like a little comic book kind of. I mean, on the laptop, it looks grainy. My phone, it looks good.
Hey, on my laptop, it looks great.
Okay, good. I don't know. I like you look fine, but I don't look very clear in my laptop, but you do.
Right. Same way with mine. It's just laptops are weird. Oh, yeah. Being from here, being from Michigan, obviously, I'm all for all that. You know, love Werner's, love ranch on my pizza.
As you should.
As I should. Are. I'm from here, man.
Yeah.
If you don't, do you like Werner's?
I do. Yeah.
You're a Werner's guy?
I mean, I don't normally drink pop that much, but because I mean I don't know, I'm not too into like super sugary stuff, but I do love Werner's, especially when I'm sick. I'll drink a lot of Werner's.
Speaking of sick, I just sniffed right in the mic. My bad. That's on me. I did it again, dude. See, this is where I know this is where the new podcast comes.
Next strain of COVID right now over in wherever Michigan.
Can we talk about the first day we met? Do you want to go back to them?
Yeah. I mean,
do you remember that day? I remember it clear, like it was yesterday.
Of course you do. You're a fan. I'm just
I was actually no. Before we talk about the day we met, let's actually go way back.
Okay.
Let's go way back to your day and way back to my day. Oh, let's start out with you. What started you on the YouTube kick? Because I watched you when I was a kid.
Honestly, I don't like just making videos for fun. So like I didn't start YouTube until like later on after I'd already started to take off on like Instagram and stuff. So what I would do is just like post fun things on Instagram, even before Instagram had video. Like we, like my friends and I would just post pictures and stuff. So I had like random pictures of me like mid flip or just like other life things. Not all of it was revolved around like acrobatics and stuff. And then just over the years, like that kept growing. And then YouTube became more of a thing. Like YouTube was around, but people didn't post. Like there was no vlogging yet. There was none of that stuff. It was just like random videos on YouTube. So yeah, I started YouTube a bit later. And then after Tanner and I started to get super close, he had started to get super big on YouTube as well. So like I was going and visiting him and we were filming stuff. And then we ended up living together. And so, yeah, I mean, it just helped having a bunch of other people around me that were doing YouTube and like content creator stuff to just, you know, do the same thing.
Yeah, that's where I saw you. So I watched Tanner a lot as a kid when Tanner got really big and I saw you.
That's always.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I know. So I watched Tanner and I remember the exact video. You were on like a, man, it had to be a, I think it was a blow up. Like inflatable bed. And I think like Tanner came and woke you up, and I think you did like a Chinese get up or something off it, or a backflip or something. You did something crazy.
A kip up? Did you? What'd you call it? A Chinese get up?
Yeah, dude. Is that racist?
Kind of, probably. Okay. I don't. I've never heard of it referred to as that.
That's so, I mean, cool. I can just bleep it. I mean,
I don't know what I've never.
Kip up? Is that what? Is that what the actual scientific or like name
like
is?
Like a kip up when you're on your back and like jump from your back onto your feet when you like.
Push okay.
Up,
yeah. A kip up.
Like arch and land on your feet. Yeah.
See, I always grew up where it was like a. It's called a. I was called a kick up, like a Chinese get up. Like that's what. Because, in the movies. Who was doing it, man? Jackie Chan.
Yeah, and others. But
I guess that's maybe he wasn't. Was he Chinese?
Jackie Chan is Chinese. Yes.
Okay, so I was right. So it's not racist. maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Okay, we'll move on.
Stuff behind me. Like, there's like a chalk. This is a chalkboard thing.
That's awesome.
There's like a heart over there. Like, because this was Brayden's room at one point. My little brother.
Yep.
But now when I come home, I stay in here. Yeah.
So, anyways, what was I at? Oh, yeah. I was watching. You did that in, I think, one of Tanner's videos. And I was like, what did he just call him? It's like, he called him Dom. It's like, that's my name. So right away, I was like, I need to watch this guy. Like, we got the same name.
Yeah.
So I started watching you and I was like, this dude's awesome. I was like, this dude does everything. So I was like, I want to be like him. I want to make content like him. I want to do all this. So I started getting, don't flatter yourself.
You're doing, it's you.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Anyways, I don't mean to make you blush. My bad.
I can't blush. I'm too dark.
So I was like, I want to do that. Like, I want to, so I got into gymnastics. I did all that stuff. And then when we met, I was terrible at it. So I got good, and then I stopped doing it, started working at this place. You came to that place, and that's how we met.
Okay, for the kids.
I was freaking out. And when I tell you I was freaking out when I saw you walk in the building, I was like, who was it? I think it was Dylan was over by me.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah, I still
talk. I was like, dude, is that who I think it is? He's like, yeah, that's Dometric. I was like, no way. I was like, you're totally lying right now. He goes, yeah, he's here. I could not wait to clock out.
I mean, I remember walking in and seeing you like acting funny, and I'm like, oh gosh, this kid's like nervous. I could tell.
Dude, I was nervous. I was freaking out. I was like, this is him.
Yeah, that was funny. I remember it.
Yeah, that was, it was during, it was like right after COVID. A little bit still in it. We still had to wear face masks, basically.
Yeah, true. So it would have probably been like, not 2020, but maybe in 2020. It could have been late 2020, but
it was a couple years ago.
2021, then maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, I couldn't get my hair cut barely anywhere, and I wouldn't let my mother do it. So it was all long and off the side.
Yeah. That was like Ellen DeGeneres.
Wow. If you guys are watching the video version of the podcast, I can put up a picture right there. What are the Instagram picture?
Literally, like right next to your head. Yeah, just like
I'll put it right here.
It looks like a good old lesbian.
Good old lesbian. I'm not gonna lie, that was a crazy night for me. I went home and I bragged to everybody, and then Tanner put me on a story.
Probably, I don't remember how or why. Was it I feel like I sent him some. I don't remember. I don't remember how that went, but.
Well, yeah, because you FaceTimed Tanner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were all like, oh, my gosh, Tanner. And I'm still, I was all like, oh, my gosh, Tanner. I'm sitting here thinking, dude, I just met two of, like, my childhood favorite YouTubers.
So sweet.
And that's and that's a big thing for my generation.
Yeah, it's true. Although I don't know about, he's a YouTuber. I wouldn't call myself necessarily a YouTuber.
Right.
But, I mean, content creator, yeah.
Valid. That's where I watched you on. This was before TikTok and everything.
Right, right.
Right after Vine, before TikTok, more in the Musical.ly age, I'd like to say, when I watched you, I think, right after Vine. And so I was just, when I met you, I was like, holy cow. Like, I watch this YouTuber all the time. I watch Tanner all the time. I'm meeting both of them. You know, it was over the phone with Tanner.
Yeah.
It was still awesome. But it was, I seriously went home and bragged to everybody.
That's funny. That's sweet.
I still brag to people. I'm not going to lie. I brag to people that I know you.
You see, instead of doing all the bragging, what you could start doing is take the not very long drive and come over to Port Huron and actually like.
Not very long. It's like 4 hours.
3 hours. It's like 2.5 or 3.
Is it? I'll have to make that.
On top of that, we have sessions every weekend. Like, you could be coming to the gym and training with us. So.
I don't do flips no more, man. I haven't been on a trampoline since I think the last time we went together.
Yeah, that's been a long time then.
Yeah. I started up a new job and haven't touched a trampoline since.
My hair is curling up here.
What hair?
I need, there's some hair up there, kinda. It looks really bad in this. And this
looks, is like, I was like,
like,
it looks great.
There's like, when it starts to get to a certain length, it starts to almost look more like I'm like legitimately balding, because certain spots will actually like curl, and then it looks like little random bald spots on top of my head because it's starting to curl on the top. Because it'll do that on the top before it will on the sides. It's annoying.
If you want some brown hair, let me know. I think I'm gonna cut the mullet off this summer sometime.
I mean, you probably should.
I'll donate it.
I don't want it, but you should get rid of it.
You don't like the mullet?
It's okay. It's not bad.
It's unique.
Not really. Not at all anymore.
Well, it's unique for me.
Mullet now.
Well, it's a unique taste.
It is. That is true. I mean, you pull it off. People pull it off. It's just.
Yeah. I think it's a unique taste for me because I've never even done anything different with my hair before.
You know, it'll be the most unique then. Buzz your head. Just cut it all off. It. Just.
See, here's the thing.
Just saying.
I'd like to consider myself getting into the content creator universe here.
Yeah.
Coming up here soon, maybe. You know, maybe this episode will help.
Maybe. Well, you got to shave your head on camera then. And
on camera. Maybe I'll come up to where you are and you can shave it.
Port Huron.
Yeah. I don't know if you want that out there. I just said where you are.
I mean, people know that. That's where I'm from. That's not a hidden thing. Yeah, I'm from Port Huron.
I have another question for you. Do you feel famous?
No, hold on. Let me close my window really quick. I hear someone's playing fucking music out there, and it sounds like Kids Bop or something. I don't know.
It is Kids Bop. I do have my Kleenex with me today because I did get a bloody nose last episode. If you guys
didn't see that you had like posted something about that and like, yeah, your nose randomly started bleeding, but
yeah, yep. So I do have my tissues. So.
Okay, good. Forget what I was saying.
Do you feel famous?
Oh no,
no. I mean, do you think you're famous?
What?
Do you think you're famous or at like a level?
I mean, like I guess relatively, like numbers wise, sure, but I don't know. Like I get recognized and stuff, and like. I'll have people ask me to take pictures or whatever, like sometimes, and I get recognized in public in like certain places, but I don't know. I wouldn't call it really famous. Like, so it's funny because I've always, because anytime someone has said this, they're like, well, you're famous and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm really not. Because like however much I have on TikTok, it's like a million something. I mean, that's a big number. That is a big number, but relatively, that's only like 100,000 on Instagram. Like, it's very easy to grow on TikTok. So that's how I've always kind of thought of TikTok, is like, TikTok is like a tenth of Instagram. So if you have a million on TikTok, I equate that to about 100,000 on Instagram. So yeah, I pretty much have like 150,000 followers on that platform is how I would think of it. Because it's like the 1.4, 1.5 mil, but still, again, relatively. So I've always said though, like until I get to 10 million on TikTok or 1 million on Instagram, then I would count it a little more as like famous.
Right.
And then, now I'm getting close to a million on Instagram. So I'm going
to have
that number to like 3 million or something. I don't know.
You're going to keep changing it.
Every time I hit it, I'm just going to keep changing it. Yeah.
I feel like you're getting out there more now.
Yeah. In a way, just cause like, I mean, I post consistently and I've posted so often, and like certain videos go viral. And then another thing that happens is like videos that do go viral sometimes will like randomly go viral again. And then it's just like another random jump. So like my recent big jumps have been, my recent like big jumps have been like, cause I had knee surgery 2 months ago, you know? And so I couldn't train like 2.5. It's actually it's almost 3 months now, but I wasn't able to train for a while. So I was just posting throwbacks, and like 4 or 5 of the throwbacks that I posted just went like super viral and got millions and millions of views. And so I jumped from like 600K to like 840K in like a month. So I gained a quick 200 something thousand from that. Just like posting old videos, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I try to post new stuff as often as I can. I'm back into training and stuff. So more of my content is becoming newer stuff again. More so like recovery type of content. But yeah, it's like, it's always funny how that works. Like, I don't know, like certain things can just be recycled in a way and still help with growth. And then it just brings new people to your page and that haven't seen all the, like the old stuff. And then, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dude, that's awesome. No, yeah, I checked up on your Instagram. Sometimes I like to do that. See how you're doing.
He's a fan.
Definitely not stalking you. And so I looked at your Instagram and I was like, wow, he's really creeping up on a million here.
Yeah.
Does that feel a little crazy that you're creeping up on a million?
That'll be a really cool one. And something that I do, like is my manager, Sam, people have seen her online all the time, Samantha, Sam. Normally, like anytime I hit a milestone of like another 100K or something, we'll go out and like do some sort of celebration, like a celebratory dinner in a way, and just go somewhere nice. And like, yeah, like it's just been growing so fast that we haven't even had time. So right now, I think we still have to do like a 500, 600, 700, and 800K, like, we're like 4 celebrations behind right now. And then when I hit a million, that'll be a big one. Like,
can you come to GR when you hit a million?
Maybe. I have to find a really nice restaurant there. I haven't been to GR in a while, actually. So I need
there are some pretty nice restaurants in GR.
Oh, yeah. Definitely better than here.
I've never been there.
I mean, it's really pretty. It is a unique place in that regard, just because we can like swim to Canada from here and there's the bridge, and like we're right on Lake Huron, like right on the lake, right where the lake starts and stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's really pretty, especially like in the summer. It's unmatched, but otherwise it's a small town. There's really not shit to do other than like outdoor stuff, which is fun, but to some people that gets old.
Have you ever been to Traverse City?
Yeah, I go a lot actually. Well, I haven't been now in a while. It's been like maybe a year or two, but all my mom's side of the family lives up there. So I've spent tons of time up there. They all still live up there. So I go up there quite a bit. I grew up going like 5-6 times a year when I was a kid.
Is it kind of like that, Port Huron?
Yeah, it's a little smaller, but yeah, similar.
So that'd be fun. All right, we'll get off the topic of where you live.
Yeah, that's fine. Welcome. Come visit me in Port Huron. I mean, this can be go
to his house.
You are in Port Huron.
Why don't you just throw your address out there?
People have found it, don't worry.
Actually?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a small town too, and like everyone knows everyone as it is, and like where my mom lives, there's a pretty busy area right there. And so when I'm jumping on the trampoline with Braden and stuff, people will see us jumping and then they're like, "Oh, that's exactly where the house is." And yeah. So I mean, it is what it is, but
speaking of Brayden, that gave me a reminder that you got verified on Snapchat.
I did. I don't know what that has to do with Brayden, but
because you're always posting him on your story.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah,
he's your little brother. He's awesome.
Hilarious.
He's crazy.
He is. He's getting pretty good too. He's taking after me. Makes me happy. Aww. Makes me proud.
Yeah. Do people think you're his father?
All the time. Yes. Yeah, especially if it's like just the two of us out, and it's weird because like my mom is pretty young. She's 4.
Oh, he cut out. 1 second, guys. All right, we're having some difficulty. He just cut out. I'm gonna. Are you back, sir?
Yeah.
What happened?
That was really weird. It like popped up with a message saying like something on. I think it said my internet was unstable, but I mean my Wi-Fi is working just fine, so I don't know. But I saw it when I saw it, and then I'll just continue.
Perfect.
Right.
Go for it.
Mom looks pretty young. She's 49, but she looks closer to like my age. And so when her and I are out together and stuff, like sometimes people think it's like our kid. And it's,
yeah.
It's like, no, this is my son. And then this is my son. We're like, wait, what the hell? And like the age gap is crazy. Cause
right.
Yeah. Like I'm 31. Braden is 9.
Yeah. And have you ever seen the movie Greater?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's a football movie. And it's about a guy. I won't get about. Okay. I won't even get in what's about. It's too much. But basically, the football player's brother is like 13 years or something older than him. And everybody was like, hey, you know, your son's pretty good. And it's actually his brother. And he's like taking pictures of him and all that. That's what it reminded me of. You kind of reminded me of that.
Pretty similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you're awesome.
Thanks. Thank you.
I appreciate you for being on here. I do.
No problem. I'm like, I can, you know. I don't have much going on today. Can make a little bit of time. A
little charity case.
Something like that. Yeah. I'll be waiting for my check in the mail.
Yep. Tax write-off.
Well, I mean, for you it would be.
Right. You can pay me and we'll do a tax write-off for that. So you'll be good.
You'll have to talk to my manager about that
one. Oh, you're going to have to talk to my manager. It's really funny because he looks just like me. He acts just like me. We have the same name, same last name, same middle name.
Interesting. Gotcha. Yeah.
It's okay. Me.
Figured as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you and Sam can hash that out then, and we'll see.
You know,
see who wins.
We're not all as cool as you to be able to have managers and be able to fly everywhere all the time. You know.
Yeah. Normally, at least once a week. So.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's you like fun. That.
Yeah, I love it. It's exhausting, but I mean, I wouldn't change it, honestly. I love traveling. I love flying. That's like the only time I get to be alone, which is funny because I'm not really alone because I'm surrounded by like a ton of people in the airport or on the plane.
Right.
But like I usually do travel by myself. And so that's the only time where I can just like have my headphones in. That's when I can chill and like watch Netflix or like get computer work done and just not have to worry about when I'm home, like there's my mom, like it's just a smaller house. And there's a lot of us in the house when I'm like, especially when I'm here, if I have to get anything done, it's hard. Cause it's just so noisy. Cause it's like my mom, stepdad, brother, my stepsister, all kinds of stuff. And then, yeah, like when I'm back in New Orleans, I'm constantly doing stuff. I'm always around people, doing events. And then when I'm traveling, like whenever I get somewhere to where I'm going, I'm again around a ton of people. So yeah, the only alone time I get, even though I'm still surrounded by people, but it's like I don't have to talk to anybody, is traveling.
So I've never flown before.
What?
You know that. I told you that.
You did, but that still just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
so I didn't grow up very wealthy.
I mean, same.
And so we didn't get much chances to fly.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it makes more sense, especially if it's like right. A lot of people. Like,
yeah.
If you have a family trip, drive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I started flying when I was young just because my grandpa lived out in Vegas. So my mom, my sister, and I would have to fly out there because she can't drive right. For like an 8 and 9 year old. But tickets are also a lot cheaper then, too. So,
yeah, it's, so I didn't get any really chance to fly. But, it happens, you know, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I'm not going to lie.
It's not that bad. It's not bad at all. This is a story that a lot of people don't know. My first time ever flying, I think I was 8, and we were flying out to Vegas to visit my grandpa, and I didn't feel sick at all. And it was fine. Just perfectly fine. The whole flight, right when we landed, I threw up everywhere. The second we landed, and I had just eaten Coney Island before we left, so I like threw up Coney dogs. But no warning. I didn't feel sick. I'm not saying that's what's gonna happen to
right,
me.
Right.
It's like after that though, nothing bad has ever happened. And like you know, I fly as much as I do, and like I've never had an incident where it's like really scary. I've had like minor turbulence, but I've never had the masks have to drop down type of thing. Like it's not bad, honestly.
Do you fly first?
First class?
Yeah.
Sometimes, and let me explain though. I've never actually like purchased a first class ticket.
Really?
Because I fly so often and I stick with one airline. This is a tip for all of you.
That's right. Go for it.
Like, try to stick with an airline because then you can get like a lot of cool perks and stuff. And so since I get so many miles and I've hit like certain milestones and status levels with Delta, I book a regular flight, like a regular price, main cabin. And then when I book that, what I can do is choose a seat in Comfort Plus automatically. And then that's like, that's a step down from first class, but it's a little nicer. You get a little more legroom and stuff and you get like free alcohol and it's nice. But, and then like, I'm also at the top of the line, usually like within the first, like 1 to 10 people that if there are any seats open in first class, they will upgrade people. Cause that's how they do that normally is like, cause there are some people, I don't know if you know what standby is, like flying standby.
Mm-mm.
People will go to the airport and fly on standby and it's a lot cheaper. But what you do is like, you just have to sit there and wait. And if there end up being open seats on the plane, you can go. Otherwise, wait and then see if there's one later on type of thing. And so what happens is like if there's open seats in front and in the front, like in first class, I would get bumped up and some other people. And then some people in main cabin would get bumped up to Comfort Plus. And then those open seats in main cabin get filled with the people that are in standby.
Wow.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Education podcast.
Yeah. This is very educational. I did not know that at all. Wow. So you've flown first class a couple times or?
Quite a bit. Yeah. I would say it's normally like 50% of the time now.
Jeez. Look at this guy.
Wow. You know.
Nah, you know.
What happens when you fly a lot? I mean.
I think the first time I fly, I'm going to like knock myself out.
No. I mean, what some people do is like take Benadryl because that will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
So it'll just take like a little bit of allergy medicine or some people will do Dramamine, which is for motion sickness, even though motion sickness flying at all. But yeah, that's what people will do is like one of the two, either go to sleep or just like make themselves just calm down, I guess. But
yeah, I can't stand throwing up. Can't stand it.
Most people
can't. That's valid. But some people are like, oh, if I throw up, I throw up. It's okay.
Ugh, no, I mean, me? I feel like most people are like, that's the worst thing.
Really? I know a lot of people who are just like, I could throw up and just go on with my day.
No.
If I throw up, I'm out for the day. I'm done.
Yeah, no, that's...
I can't do it.
Ugh.
But anyways, I think the first time I need to fly, I have such bad anxiety. I think it just needs to... I just need to like knock myself out.
Yeah. Well, you're a little too young, so you can't just drink about it, but well, you could.
That's true. Soon, yeah. maybe when I fly, maybe in a couple years.
You're going to fly before then. You'll fly before then.
I don't think so.
I think you will.
I don't know because I have college here.
Yeah. But like if you become a content creator and like get bigger, and you have to go to some event in California or something, you're that's not true. Driving there. You're going to have to fly there.
That's true.
Never know.
That's true. You never know. All right. You want to play a game?
What?
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay. This is two truths and a lie.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, okay. Dude. So another clarity here, another thing to clear stuff up. You have no idea. I didn't tell you anything about this podcast, right? I just said you want to be on a podcast.
Yeah. And you said it was going to be a half hour and it's been a half hour. So I'm just kidding.
Oh, I can cut it off whenever you're ready.
We'll do the game. And then I do have to go because I'm supposed to go see my mom. But
absolutely. Okay.
Play the game.
All right. Let's run the game. So two truths and a lie. You're going to say two truths and then you can say one lie. I'm going to have to try to pick that out.
Oh, so I'm saying it. I don't have to guess yours. Right. Oh, man. Okay.
You're the guest, man.
Okay. I've played this before, but I mean, yeah, I was hoping you already had your stuff prepared. Okay, let me think.
No, man, this is all on you.
Okay.
This is where the raw uncut comes from.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that could mean other things.
All right.
All right.
Well, you can't really have uncut and raw. Yes. I was thinking cut the I wasn't thinking in the whole penis.
Thing. Yeah, well, now you are thinking that way.
Now I am thinking about thanks.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay, that gives me some time to think about.
You're good.
Lie. Okay. All right. Okay. One. I have a master's degree in international business administration.
Okay.
Two. I have never been to South America. And three, I have 7 siblings.
Dude, what did you just run that from?
Also, I have to be candid. I f***ed up and I gave you 2 lies and a truth.
Yeah, because you don't have a master's, you have a bachelor's.
Okay, correct. I didn't think you would have known that. That's why I was hoping that one would have stumped you. Fuck.
Dude, I cannot wait to just put that on TikTok and just crop your face and freeze it the second you realize that I knew that about you.
Oh, that's weird. I mean, that's cool, but awesome. It's kind of crazy. I didn't think you knew that one.
Yeah, I remember remember we had an interview
for my high school. True. And you already know how many siblings I have.
Yeah. Do you have time to just run it one more time just to correct that?
Yeah, and I haven't been to South America, obviously. Surprisingly, actually, I've never been to South America.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me think. I'll be quick.
You're good.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Truths and a lie. Okay.
All right.
I've broken all of my toes.
Okay.
That's one thing. I landed my first backflip on concrete when I was 4.
Okay.
And I went to a Catholic middle school.
Okay. I'm 90% sure you've broken all your toes. I'm not too sure about the 4-year-old thing. And then I think you did go to a Catholic high school. I don't remember. I don't think you've ever told me that, but you might have.
Middle school, not high school.
Okay, middle school.
So which one's the lie?
I think it's the 4-year-old one. No, because you've been
too late. You said it.
I forgot how long you've done this. I forgot how long you've done this for.
Longer than doing this
entire life. Which one was it?
I actually never went to a Catholic middle school. I did go to, I went to Catholic school for preschool only. So,
okay.
Yep. And then public school. And then the college I went to was a private school, but, I went to public school, like elementary, middle, high school and stuff was all public. So
dang.
Port Huron area school district, baby.
Right as I said that, I was like, oh man, he's literally been doing this for like ever.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, 4 is super young, so I could have lied about that and been like...
Yeah, but your brother's been doing it since he could walk, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Dominique. Ooh, wow. Whoa.
What did you just call
me? Whoa, my bad, man.
Did you just call me Dominique?
Yeah, I know. Dominique, my bad. Dude, I know. I switched our personalities. I was going to say I was Dominique. All right, it's fine.
You don't look like a Dominique.
No, you don't look like a Dominique either.
More like one than you do.
That's 100% true. I mean, I don't see color, so it's different.
People who see color are the ones who say, I don't see color.
All right. Dom-a-trick.
There, that works too. Actually, here's one last little thing.
Yeah, dude, go for it.
It's because it's funny. Dom-a-trick is not how I made my Instagram name. I've never changed my Instagram name. It has always been the same thing, but it is not Dom-a-trick.
Is it not pronounced that way?
No. I did it because my name is like Dom and I Trick. So when I made my Instagram, it was like Dom I Trick.
Dude, you realize every single person in this world pronounces that wrong who knows you?
Yeah, so it's funny because it was as Dom I Trick. And then people thought maybe my name is Dominic, not Dominique. So they always just assume my name was Dominic. Right. And so they thought it was a play on the name Dominic. And it's like Domitrick. Like,
right. And he's Dom-a-trick. I 100% get it. Because I totally just messed up your name and I've known you for a few years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I've said your name about a million times.
Yeah, I mean, we almost have the same name, you know, and your mom named you after me.
Well, actually, my mom named me after Dominic Toretto.
So your mom named you after me.
Yeah.
It's really Dominique Toretto. I just don't like to tell people
that. Right, right. I forgot I was on here with the TV star.
All right. He's a nice guy.
You met him?
Vin Diesel, yeah.
You're kidding.
I had to meet a lot of the cast. Okay, last thing, because I do have to go.
Dude, you keep giving me... All right, I'm sorry. Yes, please. Explain last this year, real quick.
Okay, last year, so it's 2024 now, so April of last year, 2023, I had to go to Vegas and do a live performance for executives of like all the big streaming companies, like Apple TV, Netflix, and all these things. And so it was like a live stunt performance. And there's a new movie that just came out, Fall Guy. I don't know if you've heard of it. Okay, so we were doing a stunt promotion for that movie. So it was me, and then there's like a whole group of other people. So there were some of my friends through like the martial arts world, some of my friends in the stunt world and stuff. And then we had to do like a 5-minute performance in front of all of these big executives and stuff at Caesar's Palace in like the... I forget the exact name of the big ballroom that it's in, but it's where Adele does like her residency and stuff. So I got to be on the same stage as Adele, which is cool. Not at the same time.
Gosh.
Not at the same time. Or I would have lost my shit because I'm a big fan. But yeah, so we had to do this this performance, and like we were doing rehearsals at like midnight and then at 3 a.m. and all kinds of stuff. And the day of the performance, there was like a whole, it was for CinemaCon. So it's like a movie thing in Vegas. And so we come out to do our performance and stuff. And then like just before and just after, and it's annoying because we weren't allowed to have our cell phones with us at all, obviously. And so like just before and then right after, we had to hang out with people that were going to be going out to promote stuff or talk after us and before us and stuff. And so just before we went, it was the whole crew, like the whole cast of Fast X. So like Tyrese and Vin Diesel and like Michelle Rodriguez and stuff were all back there with us. And then we got to talk to them for a little bit. And then they went out and talked about, you know, Fast X coming up and all this stuff. And then we were back there with Ryan Gosling, of course, because he's the main person of Fall Guy. And like Emily Blunt is in it too. So we got to like hang out and just talk with these people for a bit while waiting for our performance stuff, and then went out, did our performance, and it was pretty cool. And the choreographer, like the stunt coordinator, our boss essentially on this job, was Dave Leach, and he is the director of John Wick and all like the John Wick movies and Bullet Train and stuff, because he used to be a stuntman. And so he was stuntman turned director, so he's a director of all these movies and is still like really involved in the stunt world. So he was like our coordinator for this whole thing. And and he directed Fall Guy. So, yeah.
Dude, you met a lot of good looking people that day.
I know. It was nice.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Rock's in the new one?
I think so. I haven't even seen it, actually. I think he is, but he was not there, though.
You didn't meet The Rock?
No, I didn't meet him. Margot Robbie was there, too. I didn't get to meet her.
Dang.
Yeah, because it was... I think it was it before the Birds of... No, it was before Barbie was coming out. So that's her, she was there. Yeah, it was crazy. There were a lot of people there, but I didn't get to meet her. She wasn't backstage with us, but...
She's good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Yeah, she's perfect. Okay, well, I will let you go. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you.
Yeah, it was fun. Awesome. Nice little combo. I keep like looking back and forth because my phone is here. So I'm like looking at you and look at my phone. Now I'm going to have to send you this long video. It's 40 minutes currently, 41 minutes now.
mine says 39, 46. So
mine says 40. Well, I started a little before you probably started.
True. Same with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast Uncut. Dom, thank you for joining again.
Thank you all.
If you guys want to see more of him, definitely hit up his socials at Dom Itrick.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah. The more you know. All right. Thank you, Dom.
You're welcome, Dom.